The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing. They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, more than 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. When things don't go your way, think about these words. Do you love me? Do you realize that every event that takes place, the stuff that we enjoy and the stuff that's really a cross and struggle, is God saying, "Do you love me? Will you put up with the spouse when the spouse is difficult? Will you put up with your adult children when they're asking you to do things and you want to treat them like the little two-year-old that they used to be? When your adult parents are acting like small children and not behaving, are you willing to put up with that? Or do you try to straighten them out and they come back at you, and then all of a sudden it turns into a real huge struggle? And I hope that from what we've heard today, you think about, in that moment, Jesus asks you the question, do you love me? Are you willing to give your life? Do you love me? You know, this reading makes some sense, but if you look at the original Greek, the word for love has three different words. And when it gets translated into English, we only hear the word love. There's the Greek word eros, which means sensual or sexual love. And that's not what Jesus was asking Peter. There is philia, which means love of admiration. You really respect someone. And then there's the agape, that love of giving yourself, being willing to give your life completely, no matter what the situation is. So Jesus is asking Peter, Peter, do you have agape? Are you willing to sacrifice yourself that you love me so much? And Peter says, philia, I admire you. I really admire what you're doing. In a sense, that's what he says when we read the Greek. And so Jesus asks him again, are you willing to give your life for me? Oh, Lord, I really admire what you've done. You know, you're really pretty super. I admire you. And he asks him again, Peter, are you willing to have agape? Are you willing to self-sacrifice? You have loved so much for me that you will give your life. And again, we hear Peter say, philia, I admire you. You're really fantastic. So maybe as we know we have love, we need to look at our love. Do we really have agape? Do we really have that love that says, no matter what, I'm willing to give myself to the other? And I would guess if we're really honest, most of the time, we don't have that. And it's something that we need to pray for, because it's a great sign in the Christian community when we can really love and put up with each other. And God always brings together people with all kinds of different ideas and opinions. And at that moment, he says to us, do you love me? Well, if this priest wasn't that way, I'd love you. If the altar service only would, I'd love you. If there was only decent music, I'd love you. We need more rock and roll music, then I'd love you. No, we don't need any rock and roll music. And the list goes on and on. The Lord puts before us events and asks us, do you have that self-sacrificing love? And Peter discovers he doesn't have it. And yet the Lord accepts him. The Lord doesn't say, Peter, you know, by now you should have had that kind of love. See you around. But he chooses Peter to lead the church. Follow me. And that's for each of us. He chooses each of us. Follow me. Even in those moments, we don't have the kind of love that God wants in us, the love of Christ. And we have to be careful that we don't say, well, Jesus was God and that's why he could do it and we're only human beings. He was human too. And he wants to give each of us that gift. You know, in that first reading, we saw what happened to Peter. He was able to speak what he believed, knowing that he was going to be arrested and eventually he would be killed for what he said, what he believed. If he didn't have agape, if he only had philia, admiration, he probably would have said, okay, we won't preach anymore. We'll stop. But he keeps on preaching. And eventually we know that he's martyred, that he's killed. What about you and me? Are we willing to take our love that far? Let's hope that on our deathbed we can really say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to give my life at this moment, physically, spiritually, everything. Because on our deathbed, we have to let go of everything. We have to let go of our body. We have to let go of all of our possessions. In a sense, we have to let go of loved ones at that moment. We have to take that step into the unknown. And for each of us, I wonder if the Lord will come and say to us, Mary, do you love me? Joe, do you love me? Bob, do you love me? Doug, do you love me? Jeanette, do you love me? And I wonder if we'll answer, well, Lord, I have great respect, you know, and I admire you because you really did great things. But are you willing to give your life for me? And hopefully at that moment we can say, yes, Lord, you see that my love is agape. I will give my life for you.